95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah!
Question for you. Do you get shocked every time you put your key card?
Yes, I was going to complain about it downstairs when you're leaving the building. Yes. You get an electric shock.
Yes.
Do you remember when that used to happen?
Or coming into the building.
Yeah,
both.
Yeah.
I just about died.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, man.
I was like, whoa.
You can almost see the blue arc shooting off your
hand. And I thought it was just me.
No.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I was going to, I always forget every night. I get a massive shock leaving, and then I forget by the next day.
But even when you remember, like I remembered today and tried to sort of move my arm underneath the card. Yeah, it's still shocked.
We're going to kill someone. Find out who today.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It's like you have to run a gauntlet to get here.
Do you remember the old buildings? Did you ever get a shock in your headphones, like right into your ear?
Oh, yes.
And then we told engineering, I remember, and they're like, that doesn't happen.
Yep.
And I'm like, here, put them on. Okay, we'll fix that.
That's radio stations
they're
for
trying
you.
To kill us. Yeah, and they're like, they don't think we know what we're talking about.
Well, we get shocked. Yeah. I'm so happy you get shocked. I just thought that was another me thing, and I'm so happy.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
That somebody shocked. Else gets what? Shocked as well.
That's weird.
It's not ideal.
Never heard of it.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Right.
You tried something stupid. This is based on, I don't know if you've, I hadn't seen this before. There's supposedly a nasal spray.
Okay.
That makes you tan.
So you snort it, and then your body becomes tan?
And then your body supposedly produces more melatonin.
That's ridiculous.
Or whatever it is. No, it's not melatonin. Whatever it is. Whatever gives your skin color.
Sure.
I don't know, because I'm hopelessly honky.
Ask the orange one. He'll
right.
Know.
No kidding. But people are doing this, and it's apparently dangerous.
What a shock.
And now doctors have come out and said, stop doing it.
Tell your doctor this is right for you.
Nasal tanning spray.
Wow, that's, wow.
So I thought today we would, in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll take calls from people who've tried something stupid for their health.
Oh, okay.
There has to be. You know that there's 1,000 different diets that were stupid for your health.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll take calls in the 4 o'clock hour for that.
I like that.
We have people are dumb.
People are dumb.
We have your kids stole something.
Yeah, this is great audio. This is a great video. It's hilarious. You have to retweet this.
Tiny little kid stealing, what was it,
a
bourbon?
A bottle of bourbon.
From somebody else's house.
He was like 5 years old. He's like, Dad, I got you some bourbon. He's like, what?
Did you take that from the house? Yeah, because you like bourbon. So good. Positive story from Ukraine.
Nice.
And got the answer to the gas prices. I've got the answer to the gas
really?
Prices for you. Yeah, how
about
that?
You're going to fix it for us.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, yeah.
Nice.
So very exciting. It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So the gas prices are ridiculous.
I just spent $77 and it wasn't even half full.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 77.
How much were you paying? Were you into the $7?
No, it's still $6.39, I think. Yeah.
Well, there's a man in Massachusetts who has an answer for you. His name is Rick Madera.
Rick, I love you already.
You don't.
Oh.
He's from Fall River, Massachusetts, and he has taken to riding his electric unicycle to work.
Electric unicycle. I'm having to picture that.
Yes.
You plug in a unicycle. It's that's weird.
Just a unicycle by itself is only ridden by clowns, right?
Right, pretty much.
I mean, isn't that?
And the occasional odd dude just going down the road like in Burbank. I think I've seen some dude rides around the valley on a unicycle.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
I certainly don't swerve to hit him.
But there's clown in his background.
Oh, definitely.
At some point, there's been clown.
Mom, dad, someone's a clown.
He was. He has a friend who is.
Yeah. Now it's so you don't even have to pedal it then. How do you control it?
Great question.
I don't know. Wow.
There were a couple of different people that tried it from Huffington Post, and they were like, I got it right away, but my buddy and his friend was like, listen, I really wiped out once badly.
Sure.
But then I got it, but then I wiped out again.
Like, sure.
It's not easy.
I mean, imagine if you hit just a pothole, a little anything, and you got to be good at that.
Right.
And this dude's riding it to work now?
Rick Madera is saving on gas and cutting his commute time, Sluggo. It's just more convenient, and it's obviously more fun.
You're right. I hate Rick.
Is it fun?
No.
No, it isn't.
Well, maybe
a little. It's just the clowns ride it. That's all. Has no seat or handlebars, just places for his feet. It can go 70 to 80 miles on a charge.
Okay. All right.
You could get to work and back.
Yeah.
Some places.
Los Angeles.
But here's the problem.
You go all week on that.
It can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour.
Wow. So you that a dude on a unicycle going like 40?
You see a dude on a unicycle wearing a helmet.
Wow.
look at that picture of it.
Oh, no.
He's wearing a helmet and he's just flying down the street. And he says that it's illegal to take on the roads so far.
You know what? Why? It's a free country.
I don't know why. Bicyclists are...
Yeah.
Listen, just personal thing. Annoying. Like, there's too much traffic
yeah.
in Los Angeles. Do we need bikes? Okay, I get it if you're a bike rider. You disagree with me, fine. Do we need this? No.
No.
I think we could all
Can you imagine
say,
that there's a whole ton of unicyclists out there?
And if you get... I mean, it's so unforgiving. A motorcycle is so unforgiving.
Yeah.
And at least there's a motorcycle.
Yeah.
At least there's two wheels.
Yeah.
This is just your body gets hit by a car.
Oh, man. And how do you carry anything? I mean, you can't take anything to work with you.
He doesn't have handlebars. There's nothing. You're right.
Wow.
Maybe a backpack?
Strap it to his head, you know, so it's like really tall.
Sure. That would help his balance.
Yeah.
Going 40 miles per hour down the street.
Wow.
On an electric unicycle.
Wait, where is he? What town? I mean, I can't imagine.
He is in Falls River, Massachusetts.
Okay, so some molecular little town.
Yes.
Right.
Apparently, it won season 2012 of Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
I was just skimming, and I saw that, and right. I was like, okay.
So you go. You imagine going down Highland, though, on one of those? Like, there's 27 people on
the 405 and the 101? Right. I'll tell you, it would feel great, though, wouldn't it?
It would be very fun.
Just to fly past people?
Oh, man.
For that 2.5 minutes until you die?
Exactly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb coming up in about 15 minutes. First, I try to find a positive story about Ukraine every day.
And well done, you. I love some of these stories you got.
It's very much easier than you would think.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This is a Russian journalist, Dmitry Muratov, who is the editor-in-chief of, I believe it's a magazine, Novaya Gazeta. This person, along with another person, won the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, and they're Russians.
Total slackers, then. Oh, they're Russians.
They're Russians that won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay, nice. Okay.
And it's for their efforts to safeguard freedom of expression, which is a precondition for democracy and lasting peace.
Fact.
Alongside a Filipino journalist, Maria Ressa. So they founded this after the fall of the Soviet Union. The publication is known for its independent reporting, criticizing the Russian government for corruption, election fraud, human rights violations. Six journalists at this magazine have been murdered since 2000. So they are already.
Yeah. Can you imagine how pissed off Putin is? And I mean, let's really look and talk about, you want to talk about election fraud. Clearly that dude has not won the last.
Oh, he's won 100%. I don't know if you know that.
God, what a dick.
He's won 100%.
Remember when he was crying when he won last time? That was. Yes. Made me want to vomit.
I know, I agree.
That guy is such a... Who can't see through that?
But these Nobel Peace Prize winners are auctioning off their prize.
Wow.
They're auctioning it off. They're saying, you know what? We got a Nobel Peace Prize for... And we're Russians, and we disagree with this so strongly...
Nice.
...that we are going to auction off our Nobel Peace Prize.
And what are they going to do with the proceeds?
They are going to give the proceeds to, here's what they say. They have demanded that Russia stop shooting, exchange prisoners, alongside committing to donating his prize to help the growing number of Ukrainian refugees.
Nice. Man, that is amazing. That Isn't is very that something? Cool. That is the right thing to do with that particular prize.
Who expects to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, I've first won a of few, all. But yeah, I didn't expect it, though. I was very honored.
I'm sure you were. But then to turn around and auction it off to help refugees, those are the right people to win that.
That's the scum and what is the other thing that Putin called them? The gnats. Gnats.
Oh, is that what he called them?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody that's
scum and gnats?
Yeah, doesn't believe his way of what he's doing.
Well, they don't believe enough that they're selling off their 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. That's pretty cool.
That is super cool.
I don't know how much it's going to go for.
I hope a lot.
I'd like to buy it.
Yeah, someone.
I'd like to have a Nobel Peace Prize.
You can have one of mine.
Okay.
Running with the scissors.
It's not the same.
Oh.
Running with the scissors.
We did that once to be funny, because they say don't run with scissors, so we ran with scissors.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, this is stupid.
Lots of eyes put out?
No, but the engineer there, Lynn Duke, was outraged.
Oh, no, right, just because you were running down the hall with scissors?
By such a wild, careless stunt. Shut up.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Wow.
Him, for some reason. All right, listen.
Yeah.
At 3:50 and 5:50.
And speaking of,
we like to do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to. know.
I mean, kids, it is dumb to run with scissors. Don't pay attention
right,
to
don't do that.
Van Halen, who tells you to do so.
Correct, yes. Although I don't think they're mentioning scissors. Oh. I think it's the devil.
Right. Well,
Slugger, so, like, used to be a 911 operator.
Yeah, for about 35 seconds.
That is frightening.
Yeah, right? You call, you got an emergency, and I answer.
Here?
No, down south.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How long did you do it?
3 months.
How many emergencies were there?
There were, like, no serious emergencies. The San Diego's a very quiet None. Town. Yeah, I mean, it can happen, but not while I was there. Yeah.
In
it was
3 months?
Yeah, not nothing of life-threatening emergency.
Did people call?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
Quite a few calls.
Crazy?
No, just dumb. Like, silly, ridiculous, nothing important ever. Some dude complaining about someone watering his tree. His neighbor was watering his tree. And I'm like, do you mean he's urinating on it, sir? Is that what you're
right,
saying?
Right, because that's the only reason you would call.
Right?
And you still wouldn't.
No, he knows he's not supposed to water my tree. I'm like, this is 911. I can't do this. This is too ridiculous.
Out of Euclid, Ohio, uh-huh. A woman called 911. Saying that she wanted help. This comes from a friend of ours named Scott, who we used to work with at the
Scott.
Other place.
Yeah, he rules.
He sent this, and okay. He said, put this in your pile of dumb people. A woman called 911 Tuesday saying she wanted help, quote, getting all her chicken from KFC. Here is the call.
Dispatch.
Yes, I'm at KFC on 260th in Euclid.
Okay.
And I came here earlier and I bought some chicken. I bought some chicken for $25.99, which should have been 8 pieces. I only got 4 pieces of chicken in here. And the manager going to say he packed the bag, but I only got 4 pieces of chicken. And I want my chicken.
I got to tell you, dude, this is what comes right, in for on, the most on. Part.
That really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I would love that job. Except for you could get in a lot of trouble, couldn't you? I would go, that's outrageous. So the 911 operator thinks for a second. Uh-huh. Was like, this person can't be calling me because she doesn't get enough chicken.
Okay, that's going to be more of a civil matter. You'd have to take it up with management and then maybe someone above him.
Wow, she's actually answering him.
Right?
She's being nice.
I think it's a her, by the way, but go ahead.
Okay.
There's not much the police can do about it.
Thinking.
So you can't help me get my chicken.
I mean, I could send someone over to talk to you.
All right, hold up. Let me just say this. No, don't send an officer over to talk to her. Why? Why would you do that?
Because it might escalate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do as a 911 operator?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah,
she already told her that a cop can't help.
Yeah, I'd be way down on the list of priorities. But
wow.
Yeah, if KFC called, then you yeah.
To talk to me, they should be talking to them. They cheat people out their food.
They're cheating people out of their food.
They are cheating
you know
people
what?
Out of their
second.
Food.
I would like to reverse my decision. This is an emergency.
Is it?
Yeah.
To me, it seems like people are dumb.
No, she went in to get her chicken and... Oh, damn it.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets for the LA Kings versus the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night. 4 tickets coming up a little bit later on this hour.
Release the Kraken.
Keep listening for that. You know, I've changed my opinion on people being incredibly stupid.
You have?
Let's stop telling them not to do stuff.
Oh.
Let's stop correcting people.
I think that's a good idea.
When they're doing something that's so incredibly dumb.
Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, that's interesting take on that. Let me know how it goes. Keep doing
Let
it.
Let me know how it goes indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. Instead of, hey, everybody, we're giving you a warning. Don't do this.
That's really dumb. Why would you do that? Nobody pays attention to that anyway, so.
Don't.
Why bother?
Snort nose spray that's supposed to make you more tan.
It makes your body tan?
Supposedly.
If you snort this stuff.
It's nose spray.
Okay.
And they snort it just like nose spray.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to increase the melanin or whatever it is that causes your skin color.
Even if that worked, that seems like a horrible idea. Like, what kind of chemical is forcing your body to change color? That doesn't seem like
I'd
a
like
good
to go
thing.
Back to even if that worked. It doesn't
I mean,
sound
no
to
way.
You like there's something that might work?
Of course not.
Because if so, I'm hopelessly honky and I would shove that so far up my nose. It would be so great.
You and I are probably the whitest people on the planet. I mean, look at this. Look
I don't,
at this.
I know. Yeah, we would disappear
gross.
In a snowstorm. But I don't think I'm going to snort anything that's going to make me a little more tan.
No.
Because I don't think I would believe
it. Yeah, that'd be the last thing in the world. I wouldn't even want to spray tan, necessarily.
Here is the report.
Videos have millions of views. A glowing tan from a simple spray.
Tan?
Claims that were red flags for dermatologist Melissa Levine.
I was horrified. You're actually spraying a completely unregulated chemical synthetic hormone.
The sprays aren't regulated by the FDA. And many claim to contain melanotan 2.
Melanotan 2?
Melanotan 2.
Not 1. Now, remember 1 sucked.
Oh, no, 1 was a little weak.
Yeah. Didn't give you that golden on-the-beach-for-hours look.
2 might be Donald Trump, so you might want to dial it to 1.5.
Which mimics a hormone that increases the skin's pigment production, making it darker.
We know that melanotan 2 is actually dangerous.
Oh.
It's not allowed to be sold or marketed in the U.S.
But you can still find it online.
Oh,
and
of course.
Using it isn't illegal.
Mm. I need help.
TikTok influencer Megan Jones was intrigued when she first saw the spray.
All right, let me just stop. Okay, so
influencer.
Listen. If you are trying to do entertaining things for your fans, followers, whatever, mm-hmm. I mean, I can.
All power
I guess
to
I
you.
Could, I guess I can see.
Yeah.
But there's no way she thought it was going to work.
Well, maybe she did, and a lot of influencers
lean
towards not being so bright.
Did.
So if they're doing it for the hell of it, that's one thing. But if you.
Oh, my God, this tanning spray, it's winter seasons. Who doesn't want to be tan? So I was like,
yeah, maybe I should go out in the sun.
No.
The company sent her bottles with no ingredient labels or instructions.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow.
No ingredient labels or instructions.
So you don't even...
How many sprays?
Right.
Who knows?
And no matter what it is, you're going to shove it up your nose, not too far from where your brain
with
is.
With zero ingredients
and
listed.
Eyeballs. Wow.
Did you reach out to the company to find out what was in it?
I did. No reply.
Still, she gave it a try.
Still, she gave it a try.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel doing it. That's one thing. Because you're horsing around. Damn, woman.
You didn't notice any change. I started feeling very, very nauseous.
Oh, how about that?
God.
Oh, wait. It didn't make you tan?
I was like, okay, I'm done. Throwing it in the garbage instantly.
Oh my God, I'm so done with this.
I'm throwing it in the garbage.
Oh my God.
Now,
oh my God.
Everyone else would throw it in the garbage before it went up
sure.
their nose. But listen, whatever. Whatever for her.
Other reported side effects of melanotan 2 include changes to moles, flushing, fatigue, or worse.
Death. May you cause death. Tell your doctor it's right for you.
This is the scary part. 4 reported cases of melanoma. Melanoma is the deadliest type of skin cancer.
Yep.
We reached out to TikTok for comment on our investigation.
And blah, blah, blah. They said, oh, we're taking them down when we find them because they're not supposed to be able to.
Gosh darn it.
Listen, we've all been dumb. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I've never tried something like this. Would I? No.
No. Well, I would not try this. No. There's no way.
I might try something that seemed a little...
Oh, yeah. I've tried stupid things.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
So what have you tried that was stupid for your health or for your appearance? So that would include diets.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That are insane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anything you've snorted, I need to know about. Whatever you put up your nose.
Yeah.
In your ear.
In your ear.
It's clearly dumb now in retrospect. But
right.
Maybe you weren't...
I know that I have. I can't think. I think I block stuff like that when I've done it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've tried.
Listen, I was an idiot too.
A home remedy.
I'm positive. But you've tried something stupid for your looks
or whatever,
or for your health
to lose some weight.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah.
818-955 KLOS. Now, in retrospect, you go,
ugh,
boy, that was dumb.
A bad move.
Right. 818-955 KLOS. We're talking about nasal spray that can make you tanned.
Apparently doesn't work and is very, very bad
what?
For you.
It doesn't work?
As it turns out.
So you tried something stupid for your health or looks?
Hey, man, do drugs count?
No, they don't. Because I don't think you're not doing drugs for your health. You're doing drugs for the entertainment.
Woo!
For the high, yeah.
Well, we thought it was drugs and it wasn't. It was like battery acid.
Oh, hilarious. Oh. Now we're talking funny.
Yeah, man. See?
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Battery acid. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you. You tried something stupid for your looks or health?
Oh, my God. I was in high school senior year, right? So living by the beach in Huntington, I put
sunnit in my hair, trying to look blonde, and it turned red.
You put what in your hair?
What in your hair?
Sunnit. It's called sunnit back in the day.
Oh, sunnit.
You spray it on your head. Yeah, right. You spray it on your hair, you think it can be blonde. So, no, it turned orange in my picture. That senior picture.
Hilarious. Do you have your senior picture so we can see it?
Oh, yeah. Please tweet it.
Oh, I'll tweet it to you guys.
Nice. Yes, please.
We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Thanks for calling. You know, you should have said he was punk, man. That would have been cool.
Right?
818-955-KLOS.
You did something stupid for your health or for your looks? I thought we might have some problems getting calls on this topic.
Turns out not.
Turns out no.
Yeah.
We are talking about the nasal spray that if you believe TikTok, will give you a tan.
Right.
Just from snorting the
nasal
spray.
But you don't know what's in it. There's no ingredient list.
It's actually illegal.
Yeah.
In the United States. So maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
You tried something stupid for your health or looks?
Yeah. So on Instagram, there's always these ads for like facial hair growth, you know,
right.
Hormones and oils and stuff.
Right.
So I went ahead and bought some because, you know, I can't really grow a beard. You know,
right.
I got that neck beard going on.
Right. I hate that. Yeah.
So I bought the oils and I put them on, and after, you know, a day or two, I started realizing that I was getting like acne. It popped like these small little bumps, you know. And then one day I was hanging out with my friends. I just put on the stuff and I didn't realize how bad it smelled. I thought, oh, it's supposed to be like herbal. It's supposed to smell nice.
Oh,
like,
no.
Dude, that smells like a cork factory.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Did it help grow any hair, though, at least?
Did you grow pubes?
I actually think that it ruined my chances of ever growing
a beard. Oh, man. Oh. Wow.
That's less funny, but
it's yeah.
There
you
all
go.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to just tell you that I've been using this soap, that what it does is you rub it into your hair, your gray hair, because I've got a lot of hair.
Right.
A lot of gray hair.
Right.
Okay. And everybody always tells me how great my hair looks because it's got that silver tone.
All right, take it easy.
So what I did was I decided to just make it a little bit less gray by rubbing the soap in it. And I found it on the internet. And I was doing it for about a month and a half, and it really doesn't work.
Has it done anything like turn your hair green or anything?
No.
No, well, that's good.
No negative side effects, just a waste of money.
It costs thousands of dollars.
When it's dark, it gets a little dark when it's wet in the shower. Like, I got a mirror in the shower, and you look at it, and
right.
It's kind of darker when it's wet.
Well, there you go. Just invite all your friends over to hang out in the shower from now on. Just, you're a nudist. Perfect. Now.
That seems valid.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
Right on, man.
Glad we could help. KLOS, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You tried something stupid for your health or your looks?
I've done something for my health without a warning. During my football glory days, I had sore legs after Hell Week.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed Bengay on my thigh without warning.
Oh, no.
The methane, the chemical vapor went onto my scrotum.
Yep.
And there was a chemical reaction that caused my Webers to be on fire.
Woo!
That is not good.
Dude, I actually, as a kid, tried Bengay to, as a lubricant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was icy hot. It was supposed to be, you know, it was like, I thought this would be, like, amazing.
At least the guy on the phone was playing football. It was Hell Week. What are you doing?
818-955-KLOS. What'd you do to yourself?
We started this hour on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, talking about nasal tanning spray.
Nasal tanning spray. You spray this stuff in your nose, and supposedly it changes the color of your skin.
Here's the thing,
while.
Though. It doesn't, and also, then, it's bad for you.
It's extremely dangerous. It doesn't have any like, ingredients on it.
But the question is, you tried something stupid for your looks, or for your health?
I wish I had. I would have made millions of dollars. My buddy and I invested in a lot of pot-related businesses when it first came out.
Right.
Edibles, a farm, a dispensary, and he got the inside track on an early investment for cannabis suppositories. And I said, who in the heck is going to stick pot up their butt? Boy, was I wrong.
That's like a popular thing now?
Well, with certain older people, they're used to, you know, they're like the Preparation H generation.
I'm going to cram something in my butt.
What do you mean they're used
to? Seriously. He made millions of dollars off of his investment on cannabis suppositories.
I'm not sure I believe it, but I love the story.
It.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I love it. That's,
because
damn it.
The rumor that I've heard is that it gets into your system quicker.
Oh, really?
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I was like, you can smoke it, you can eat it, you know, you can diffuse it, you can do all kind of stuff.
Right.
But when you stick it up your butt, it literally goes right into your blood.
That's true of everything. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
So me and my friend were going out to a punk rock gig when we were a little younger. We went rummaging through my dad's and sister's drawer to find something to highlight the evening.
Right.
Found something in my dad's drawer that was awesome. Found 4 pills in my sister's drawer. So we took them, went to the gig. And hours later, we were like, are you feeling anything? He's like, no. We went to go pee, and our pee was fluorescent fire red.
Ooh, why?
Because it ended up being pills for to check for her urinary tract infection.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Bing bong.
Man, if you're going to a punk show and you're going to pee, though, you definitely want to pee in something red. That's
pretty strange. Hey, everybody, check this out.
You should have gotten on stage, man. Peed on the crowd.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I've been using the National for over 15 years every week.
You are invested in the company.
This is the tanning spray? What's in the tanning spray?
This is a peptide that's been available, and you inject it subcutaneously.
For what? What does it do for you?
Yeah.
It changes the pigment of your skin temporarily. Now, I'm a cracker.
Same.
Every time I go to the doctor, they say, are you Creole? No. You Puerto Rican? No. I'm white. Blue eyes, blonde hair.
Right.
I'm tanner than shit.
Because of that stuff.
That's great. I'm going to listen to the doctors here, though.
I don't know, man. What do you think about snorting it, then, instead of shooting it in your gut?
You can also put it up your butt.
It'll be much faster.
You got sexual benefits, too.
Thanks for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 4 tickets to join the L.A. Kings as they celebrate Superhero Night and take on the Seattle Kraken. That is this Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can call right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Now, what are you going to do with what's the hockey game this time?
I am not going to tell you.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to make it a little easier than it has been.
Oh, okay.
A little easier.
Greg was a little disappointed that people were having such a hard time with it the last time.
And people who know hockey well are going to be very frustrated with this.
Oh, okay. So caller 13, then a few calls after that, and we'll throw your name in the hat if you get it right, and you go into the Kings game.
818-955-KLOS. Every time there's a Kings home game, we have tickets for you. We have a 4-pack of tickets.
It's unbelievably cool.
The next home game is Saturday night against the Seattle Kraken.
Release the Kraken!
And we have a little game. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Chris.
Chris,
do you want to see the Kings on Saturday night?
I sure don't.
You sure don't.
All right, I am going to ask some, for those who are longtime hockey fans, very easy questions. But if you're not a longtime hockey fan, maybe it might be difficult.
Oh, this might. How long have you been into hockey, Chris?
I've liked hockey. I like watching hockey on TV. I've liked the game.
Okay.
I tried playing.
Yo, you tried playing?
Oh, okay.
And were you any good at it?
No.
Yeah.
So I've been a baseball catcher for many years, and I thought, hey, I think I could possibly be a goalie because I have quick hands and I could do.
Turns out you got to skate too. That makes it a lot harder.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know that.
This will be super easy for you then. What in the NHL is on the fly? What does that mean?
What does that mean in the NHL on the fly?
On the fly. Oh, you're gonna hate me.
What?
Just something real quick and
what?
On the fly.
Yeah, on the fly.
I don't know.
It's
something real quick.
It's just that they jump over the wall. No. That's an easy one.
Sorry, Chris.
My head's gonna explode. KLOS, who's this?
This is Jesse. What's up, man?
Jesse. All right. I'm going to ask you, what area of the ice was considered Wayne Gretzky's office?
Oh,
what area of the ice?
What?
Behind the Net.
Behind the Net is right.
Ah, well done, Jesse. Was that a guess? Yeah.
It was an extreme guess, yes.
Well, it was right. Well done.
Well done. Just don't... Jesse, you stay there and don't go away. We're going to throw your name in a hat here. And yeah, no, just don't let Greg hear.
Yeah.
Greg, tune out now.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling for Kings tickets.
All right.
Who are you?
I am Kevin, a Kings fan.
Kevin!
All right. Are you ready for your question?
I am ready.
What area of the ice is considered the point?
The point is the top of the top corners of the defensive.
Correct.
Correct. Inside of the blue line. Yeah.
Correct. Just inside the blue line.
Well done, other Kevin.
Other Kevin. Yeah.
Other white Kevin.
Nice work.
Yeah, don't go away. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Jeff.
Jeff, are you ready for your question?
Yes, sir.
What area of the ice is called the slot?
The slot.
Not the slut, the slot.
Correct. Slot.
Right wing. I don't know.
Nope. Sorry. It's between the face-off circles. In the middle of the ice, basically. All right. Thank you for calling.
Sorry, Jeff. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Vincent.
Vincent, you're our last contestant.
The Price is Wrong.
What area of the ice is called the crease?
Oh, my gosh. The crease. That would be by the blue line.
Nope. That's the goalkeeper.
Hey, that's where the police radio in the background. Are you a 911 operator?
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no.
You are. No, you're supposed to get back to work.
He's a thief.
No, you're a thief.
Yes.
Well,
supposed to be monitoring to see if it's police.
All right, so we have Jesse and we have Kevin. And Kevin, the other white Kevin, is pulling the names out of the hat of those two who got the answers right.
Kevin is the winner.
What? Kevin's the winner.
Kevin
is the winner.
Yes, Kevin is the winner.
Right.
What, you want to take Jesse, Kevin? We want to be really nice and take this guy you've never met?
I mean, you got four tickets.
Is it a cheap date or not?
Just say no, Kevin. It's okay.
Thank you for joining us. You got four tickets to join the LA Kings as they celebrate Superhero Night, take on the Seattle Kraken this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
Awesome.
And thank you guys for actually getting the answers right. Well done.
Hell yeah.
All right, bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is the cutest video you'll ever see.
I love this.
It's a dad and his little kid. How old is this kid? Five?
Four? Five, something like that.
And they're leaving a friend's house.
Yeah, it looks like dad came to pick up the kid who had been at a party or whatever. And they are outside. And I guess this is probably a ring.
It's a ring video.
Yeah.
And you can hear the kid. The dad first says, did you have a good time? And the kid says, yes, I got you something.
Yeah, right away, he's like more excited to tell him that, dad, I got you something.
And dad's a little shocked that he got him something from
a party.
Somebody's house.
Yeah. You got to listen to this. It's so cute.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did.
What's up? He's like, opens his backpack, his little tiny backpack, and he pulls out.
Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid steals a bottle of bourbon.
For dad.
And the kid is really pretty short.
Yeah, he's a tiny little kid.
I don't know how he had access to a bottle of bourbon
in
the house.
And he thought to hide it in his backpack.
Put it in his backpack, zipped it closed. But wasn't really that scared because he was on the porch of the house when he showed it to his dad.
Right away. Look, dad, I got you a bottle of bourbon.
And the dad was like, but you can't. I do like it, but you can't. Play it again.
Yeah,
and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Your kid stole something.
Yeah.
It has to be kid, though. We're not looking for teenagers that are ripping off old people.
Right.
We're looking for cute little kids stole something.
Little kids stole something for you or stole something. Whatever. Whatever they stole for.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. What's up? Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid has no time for you can't just take
it. No, he's not interested in repercussions.
Do you like it?
Got you a present, Dad.
818-955-KLOS. Your cute little kid stole something. 818-955-KLOS.
Listen to those kids. They sound very happy.
You can't have any pudding if you steal bourbon.
That's
what I know.
If you steal bourbon, you can't have your pudding. How can you have any pudding if you stole some bourbon?
Listen to this little kid.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. What the? Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Doss, you can't just take. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just take it from them.
But do you like it?
I love
that's
it.
A catch 22 for a parent because, wow, you're thoughtful.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
But you took something from
yourself. But you stole it, and it's bourbon. And you hid it in your backpack. And you don't care that I just told you it's wrong.
Cute little thief, that kid.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So your kid stole something?
She didn't exactly steal something, but when she was 3 or 4 years old, I was working in a high-rise building downtown, and I went to work a Saturday. She pulled the fire alarm in the parking lot because she wanted to see if it was like on the cartoons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
That cost us $75 for a false alarm.
Oh, that's not so bad. $25.
$75.
All right.
6 years ago.
That's a teachable moment.
Yeah. It didn't set off any water, did it?
No. Yeah. Just a little alarm was going off till the fire department got there. It wasn't stopping, and it was a high-rise building. So
everybody high-rise.
They all had to leave the building?
Well, nobody could get the message to them that it was a false alarm because it was a Saturday. And
did anyone find out it was your kid?
Everybody.
Oh no!
Later, I told them there's no fire, and my daughter pulled the alarm.
Oh, I would have kept that to myself.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, your kid stole something?
Yes, he stole $20 from a friend's home.
From a friend's home?
He was about 6 years old. Well, I asked him when I saw it at home, and he said, I found it. Where did you find it? Oh, at Uncle Whatever's home. I said, and did you ask permission? He said, no, I found it. So if I found it, that means it's mine. I said, it don't work that way, son.
I love that so
much.
So
we went back. We went back and he apologized and returned it and understood that's called stealing.
Right.
Wow. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
You think he really didn't know, or was he kind of trying to get away with something and seeing what the boundaries were?
He didn't know, but he's always like hustling.
Right.
So he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Even at that young age.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very interesting. Very
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What did your little kid steal?
We started the hour by playing a little kid who stole some bourbon for his dad. It's very cute.
He was at a party, and he put the bourbon in his backpack to give to dad out on the porch, which, of course, got caught on the Ring camera.
Very cute.
It was really G-rated.
So the call-in is your kid stole something?
Yeah, it was me. I stole something from the teacher and got busted for it, but I took it in the bathroom and hid it in the little toilet paper thing. And when they went back to get it, it was gone. The janitor ended up ripping it off.
No kidding. What did you steal?
It was a check. It was a check for $3,200.
What?
Wow.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God. They sent me to children's to juvenile court and everything for that. Aww. That's crazy.
I mean, it's $3,200.
Yeah,
did you know what that amount was at your age?
I didn't. I had no idea. I stashed the check and kept the cash. I didn't know what it was. I just wanted the cash.
Wow. What a little thug you are.
Are you still ripping people off, or have you given that up?
No. I'm all better now.
All right, good. Good.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the cow.
Oh, yeah, you got to text the word Heidi to 68683. Heidi to 68683. Good luck. Language.
I like that we force somebody to say, yeah, I'm calling about the cow. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about the cow.
You have to text the word Heidi to 68683. You win this contest by texting.
And also milking the cow.
Nope. No idea. All right.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Milk the cow.
Right, got it. We get it.
Yeah, baby.
Right. All right. Right. We get it.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hi there.
Are you telling stories about stealing?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. When my daughter was in second or third grade, I noticed a bunch of money in her backpack. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with this? And she's like, well, I decided that I was going to steal the crackers. Not, she wouldn't say that, but that I took some crackers from the cafeteria. And I noticed that the kids really like crackers. So she would steal the crackers from the cafeteria and then sell them out in the schoolyard.
Sell them! That's fantastic.
Wow.
I thought you first said crack.
Yeah, so did I. I'm like, what?
So I'm like, okay, Summer, you can't, like, steal crackers and then sell them. She goes, well, The Apprentice, like, they do that. And I'm like, you said, you can't, like, they're not, like, your crackers. Like, they're the school's crackers. But I thought it was so ingenious.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I was like, well, what gave you that idea? And she goes, well, I just noticed that lunchtime people really enjoyed eating their crackers. So I just thought I would take them and then sell them on the playground. And she'd have like $10 for the whole thing.
What an entertaining little kid you
have.
That
is awesome. That is, she's gonna be a fine American. That is the American way right there.
She actually just got promoted at Rip Curl. She lives in La Jolla, so I'm pretty proud of her.
Nice, you should be.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In People Are Dumb, a woman ordered 8 pieces of chicken at KFC and only got 4 pieces. So she called 911 to ask the police for help. That's not what they're for. In Russia, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize is selling it to help Ukrainian refugees.
That is amazing.
Very cool.
I love this. That is so cool.
And the answer to gas prices, according to a man in Massachusetts, is an electric unicycle. Add in some juggling balls and you've got a traveling circus. Fantastic.
All right, I'm off to juggle my balls.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Thank you. Bing bong.
Hello, KLOS.
This is Arnold, and you're listening to KLOS just as I do. Get down.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Arnold.
Arnold. Arnold Palmer?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I know it's Schwarzenegger. It's a shitty impression, though. No, you're not smoking that.
No, you're right. No. I'm going to put it out. I'm tapping it out. Thanks for calling, Arnold.
Okay, man. We'll see you.
Okay, bye. You don't have to keep it up. All right. Never mind.
I was fooled. I thought it was him.
You're great. Oh.
Hey, there's a cow in here. It's not me, Frenchie. Excuse me.
I like this one.
Moolah.
I like that.
Really pissed.
Yeah. I just gave up. I was like, listen. The word's moolah.
And the word is Rams, by the way. You need to text the word Rams to 68683. That's Rams, R-A-M-S, to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Do we have the name from yesterday?
Michael Hennepin.
Michael Hennepin.
From Lakewood. Won $2,000 yesterday.
Well done, dude. And now's your chance. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you've got more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck. So,
oh, hold up.
Oh, there's a cow in here.
Do you think people are entertained by the cow?
No.
I think they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Moolah.
Moolah.
Because it has moolah. You have to text for this to get $2,000. You text the word Chargers.
Chargers.
To 68683.
68683.
Chargers.
To 68683. And that's your shot at $2,000 for today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s up until 10 o'clock. Good luck! Maybe a cow? Did they steal a cow?
That would be hilarious.
They
stole moolah.
Moolah. Moolah.
So angry at the end.
Moolah.
Win some moolah!
We have $2,000.
Yeah, who won moolah yesterday?
Michael Hennepin from Lakewood.
He tweeted in or texted in the right word, and he correct. Got himself $2,000. Nice. And today, the word is?
Heidi, H-E-I-D-I.
That's
Heidi.
The word to text right now, Heidi, to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until about 10 p.m.
Saying clarify moolah.
Oh, okay.
It is time to text 2K, the number 2 and the letter K.
That's like a Sesame Street thing. 2 and K. 2K.
Because you can win $2,000 today.
$2,000, 2K. Got to text it to 68683 right this second. That's 2K to 68683 for your shot at that $2,000. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots every hour until 10 o'clock tonight, round about 20 minutes after the hour on KLOS. Good luck! Dave, have a seat. Dave, sit down.
How about some new music from that guy?
Yeah, Dave, take a load off.
That guy is so busy, man.
He's always busy, yes.
He never takes a second at all. That is Foo Fighters from Medicine Midnight. You know, the new album out. That is Love Dies Young. Then he's also got the movie, Studio 666, which is in theaters as we speak. And then he's got another project that's releasing tomorrow. Yeah. It's about time he gets around to doing some work. Dream Widow, which he's going to kind of do a little metal sound.
All right.
Foo Fighters and Dream Widow, and that's all being released tomorrow. He's talking about it on social media today. So if you like it loud, you know, one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs is White Limo.
Oh, I love that too.
Screaming his head off. So I'm looking forward to it. Dream Widow. 95.5 KLOS. Elvis Presley marched himself into the Memphis draft board on this day in rock in 1958 and joined the U.S. Army. Lou Reed was bitten on his butt on this day in rock in 1973. A fan shouting leather jumped on stage and bit him, and then, of course, was ejected. Reed went on to complete the show. It's what Monty Python would call a bum biter. If you like the Stones song Harlem Shuffle, it was released on the album Dirty Work on this day in rock in 1986.